Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What's trending?
What's trending presented by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu. The Royals, of course, got the win on Sunday to win their series against Baltimore behind a club record 7 home runs. They were last in the league in home runs entering yesterday, but they get 7 against Baltimore tonight. The Royals are back at home taking on the Chicago White Sox. 6:40. First pitch. Cole Reagan's on the bump. We asked JJ Piccolo if there was any limitation tonight. He said, no, they're going to keep an eye on him, but there's no limitation for Cole Reagan's. Could have gone probably last week. They just wanted to be safe with it. Vern's on deck show at 5:30. He'll get you set as the Royals hopefully can keep this thing going. They're already 3 above 500.
Not bad, obviously, overall. But yeah, certainly hope Cole goes right back to looking like old Cole Reagan's tonight. Next up on What's Trending, Washington, D.C., we'll host the NFL draft in 2027 at the National Mall. I don't think that's official.
Super
official.
Cool. That's
but it's
so
expected
cool,
to be there. That's going to be quite the background,
oh,
obviously.
Wow. Yeah.
DC, part of this is because they've got a new stadium in the works and will likely end up hosting this in 2027. Very cool spot, obviously, for it. The NFL draft has become bigger and bigger and bigger, and has also become this. If we're not giving you a Super Bowl, let's put it in your city. So I'm sure the background of that will be awesome.
Oh, the visuals are going to be absolutely incredible. And yes, I'm with you. They don't do this in 2027 if they don't believe that they're actually going to get the RFK stadium site done,
yeah,
which is where the Commanders would like their brand new stadium to be. Elsewhere on What's Trending, longtime KU assistant Norm Roberts has announced he is retiring. 14 years at KU, 22 years with Bill Self. We mentioned at the end of the season, we were going through like what went wrong, NIL, all this kind of stuff. Have they lost it? And one thing I had mentioned, I think you guys agreed too, was, hey, they need some fresh blood on the coaching staff. They need some new. It's nice that you've had these guys around. You've obviously had plenty of success. It's not a knock on Norm Roberts or any of these guys, but you could use maybe some younger guys on staff, some fresh, you know, eyeballs, if you will, as well. And it sounds like this may not be the only change on the staff. So congrats, though, on retirement to Norm Roberts. He's had a hell of a career. Obviously coached at Florida as well. All that. St. John's, I believe, too. But this is probably a good step in the right direction with some of the staff this offseason.
Yeah, you and I both agreed they needed to get younger or at least change the voices on the staff a little bit. It had been kind of not all just because the NIL stuff, just a change of pace. But congrats to Norm Roberts, who obviously had an incredible coaching career. Next up on What's Trending, NBA playoffs last night. Pair of games. Warriors get the game one victory over the Rockets, 103-89. Draymond Green still just mugging people. Mm-hmm. Out on the court, Indiana also got game one in Cleveland, 121-112. So Drew Pacers are up 1-0 in their series. Tonight, a pair of games. We'll get Thunder Nuggets game one and Celtics Knicks game
one.
This is the latest the Celtics and the Knicks have faced each other in an NBA playoff series since 1984. That's two of the most premier
NBA
franchises. feels like that, you know, like that's just one that's got like old school NBA juice. That's what I kind of like about
it. Yeah, it's the intensity. I'm sure we're going to have some moments where we're going to see that intensity and the hate, right, that exists, fueled by the fan bases. Obviously, these guys that are playing now don't have that, but they're going to be fueled by how fans and the energy in these arenas is going to be awesome to see.
Especially now with the Warriors playing the Timberwolves, we get Rudy Gobert and Draymond Green again.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yes. Okay. I forgot about that. Yeah, that's going to add to this
as well.
Hopefully
Draymond doesn't choke him out like he did last. Try to choke him out, but yeah. We know we're going to get something from Draymond.
Elsewhere on What's Trending, Sporting Kansas City made MLS history last night. It was a gorgeous night. I was out there. Sporting KC media game. The rumor is that you've retired. We won 3-0, Cody.
Oh,
you
could
have been part of
Domination.
The winning team again.
Damn.
3-0. I did not.
I got a winning record in media games.
Yeah. So Sporting, though, they made history against the Galaxy. They won without attempting a single shot. Not shot on goal.
Own goal. Their only goal was an own goal.
Own goal in like the first 15 minutes or something, or 20 minutes of the match. Wow. 1-0. This is pretty wild.
You'll
so some history. It was a beautiful night out there. Appreciate, by the way, Sporting KC for once again inviting us to be part of the media game. Always a ton of fun. Also, the KC Current over the weekend, they have lost two matches in a row. Losses on the season. Their next game is on Mother's Day, this Sunday, out at CPKC Stadium, while Sporting Kansas City heads to Portland this weekend.
You'll be at will you be back? Are you taking your mom?
I'm not. I will be back in town. No, I actually sold tickets to somebody for Sunday's game. We're doing other family Mother's Day stuff, and so and I only have two tickets, so yeah.
Sure,
no, so I sold tickets for that. Yeah. That is.
You were going to hijack Mother's Day for just you.
Correct.
Mother's Day for only me and mom, not you others.
But it'll be a very popular game to go to
because
of that. But I will not be there this coming Sunday. That is what's trending here on Cody and Gold. But of course, it is a Monday. It is lunch hour. And 30 Hop is our Monday lunch partner here on Cody and Gold. Live mentioned that I want to mention that the 599 Classic Burger mentioned that is going on today. I was just there on Thursday night for the first time at the Merriam location. It just opened up. And of course, they have a location out in Lee's Summit. They're your new go-to American bar and kitchen, bold flavors, local taps, expansive patios, unbeatable happy hour. I had the yakisoba noodles again.
You went back. You liked it so much. You said, let's get
it
again.
I went there. Someone else that I went with went and got the chicken tenders. Dude, the chicken tenders are, like, it looks like you grab fried chicken. Like they're not tiny little strips. No. These are massive chicken tenders. So it's a great spot. Really cool venue as well. Stopping for lunch today. As I said, Monday is $5.99 classic burgers, 30hop.com. Local beer, American Eats, big patio.
You can have a burger for lunch just like you can have a burger at the ballpark. I had no issue with your order of a burger at the ballpark, Gold. So have no fear. I was comfortable with your dinner decision.
We're going to get into some other events from the road trip in just a second, too.
Yeah. We've addressed some of it. Mm-hmm. We have not addressed all of it. I'll be honest. There was a portion of our trip that we were sitting around and it was late. It was probably midnight. We're all hanging out. And we're like, where do we even start? Like, we're like, for this trip, Cags hit a home run in attendance and pointed at everyone in the crowd. We got to rip packs with Cags before the game and spend some time with him and get to know him a little bit. Then there was the duck on the field and karaoke and Harbells.
Overrated cashew chicken.
Overrated. Yeah. For a 1 day trip.
Yeah.
It was a great trip. Drew, I wish you would have stayed, man.
It was a great trip. We had a ton of fun, and it was awesome to hang out with a lot. I mean, again, we had 200 listeners there. A lot of you, or some of you, I should say, decided to head out to the bars afterwards as well with us.
Good crowd.
And so we'll talk about what happened post-game. That's the one thing we haven't addressed yet. And again, I'm serious. It's not like I've been teasing it, but like somebody almost got kicked out of a bar, like legitimately.
And we'll tell you who.
And then still, when we were leaving the bar, they were still yapping about it. So,
jeez.
And then Cody also sang karaoke, and you may have seen the video. We'll play some of the audio. I've got some thoughts.
It did not go great.
I've got some thoughts.
If you're curious, it didn't go great. I didn't know where the monitor was. We can get into it.
I tried to help you out on that.
You did eventually. Yeah, and it actually went a lot better after that. Didn't save it. But it definitely went better after that.
Meanwhile, the Royals Big League Club was busy hitting home runs.
And Dusty sang?
Yeah. Oh, yes, he did. Yeah, yes, he did.
he did too?
It was the last night.
We'll get there. Literally. Right.
Shoving us out the door.
The Royals, meanwhile, though, hit 7 home runs yesterday. That's a club record to win the series against the Baltimore Orioles. And as we've been discussing, just where this offense needed to get to. And look, 7 home runs is an incredible number. It's a club record for a reason. But it's a sign of still where the offense is trending. Not that they're suddenly going to be a home run hitting team, but they were dead last in baseball in home runs.
Mm-hmm. Probably more, still are, more, even after
yeah,
the seven.
Maybe, maybe so. But in the last five, six games, Vinny is starting to warm up a little bit. Michael Garcia continues to hit.
Yeah.
Jonathan India had a home run yesterday. Maybe that gets your leadoff hitter going as well. Drew Waters, I think, again, deserves tons of praise for how he's performed. Meanwhile, the team is also winning games in the process, so they're three games above 500. They're in the middle of this 25-game stretch where teams other than the Red Sox are not, so you're beating up on lesser competition, which you should because you're better than these teams. You're mm-hmm. better than the Baltimore Orioles. Now you get the White Sox that come into town. We know you're better than them. You destroyed them and dominated them a year ago. Can you set the stage for that again after the rough go a few weeks back against teams like Cleveland and the Yankees? Now this team has stabilized things, and they're doing exactly what you want them to do. You're seeing progression with the offense, and you're seeing them win games that they really should win. And that's no matter who it is, right? It's hard to win baseball games. And now they've put themselves and erased the deficit, the mess that they were in. It looked like people were jumping off the bandwagon, and I feel like everybody's back on.
What have they won? Like 10 of their last 12? Something like that? I mean, eight of their last 10? I mean, it's somewhere in that range. They got the one loss to Baltimore, I think, on Friday night, where Ryan O'Hearn ended up breaking the thing
Bro
open.
O'Hearn.
Yeah, you know, he's actually had a nice career since he left Kansas City. I guess maybe it was just the Royals. What a good
fit. Fresh start, new level, fresh start, confidence is a little bit higher.
I think better ballpark fit. I think he said at 10:30 is also somewhat true, which is like some guys think they can just mash their way out of their problems at Kauffman Stadium, and you can't here. You can, hypothetically, in Baltimore. No, the Royals are playing exactly the way we want, and what comes out of these last few games is it's not like the pitching's failed them. They won on Thursday against Tampa Bay, where they only gave up two runs and scored eight. They still only gave up three runs on Friday night, even though they got shut out. They shut out Baltimore on Saturday. And so for their worst game pitching, where Michael Lorenzen gave up four solo home runs, they went shot for shot for a team until eventually they had a lot more home runs in the last couple of innings with Michael Massey and Mayo and some of the other guys to eventually get the win. This is about as – I don't think I would have thought they could have been in this good of a position considering where they started, even in the most ideal of the next couple of weeks. You and I just talked about that stretch of games where, hey, they got bad teams coming up. Yeah, it went bad. It went bad against the Guardians and the Yankees and the Tigers. I'm not going to try to pretend like it didn't. It went south. Those teams are winning. You're not. They beat up on you. What can you do against the bad teams? And the answer is beat them back up. So maybe they're the same as last year. And we remember their record against winning teams versus non-winning teams. But in order to get to the playoffs, it's not a bad thing to beat bad teams. And hopefully by the end of this year, they will figure out what they still struggled to find at the end of last year, which is beating good teams too. But they don't have to worry about that until they face the Astros next week. And even for the rest
of the
month,
coming up,
Boston. They got a lot of bad teams on the schedule. White Sox are bad. Astros are actually below 500. Cardinals are off to a medium start. So it's not like, they don't got murderer's row the rest of this month. They got the Reds still, but they will eventually face the Twins and the Tigers and some of these other teams that have caused some problems. So we'll see. The biggest thing that stands out is now the top of the order is hitting. I can go on and gush about the guys, Gold, that have surprised Michael Garcia and Drew Waters and these guys that have, maybe Massey getting a homer yesterday starts them. What matters is that India and Vinny and Bobby are hitting. And Salvi's been a little dinged up, but what matters is they're hitting. Gold. Come on. That's why they're scoring runs. It's pretty simple.
Of course. Yeah. Even if it's not the home runs, that's a unique thing. Nobody's acting like they're not going to start smashing home runs, but we use the word over and over, but it's clearly a real thing, especially in baseball. And it's confidence. It clearly is a thing. I really think that's a huge part of this for Drew Waters. And because yes, he's not trying to be somebody he's not, but all it takes is a couple of good at bats to get you going. And we're now starting to see that. And this team, I don't know what they're going to finish in baseball and in offense when the season's done, but they were not going to be the worst offense in baseball all year. They just weren't, and they're not going to be that. And we're seeing signs of that being the case. Now, does that mean they're 25th? Does it mean they're 18th? I don't know the answer to that question, but they're not the worst offense in baseball, and that's what they were up until 12 days ago.
Yeah, and I looked it up. They're second to last in home runs now. Ha! Not last anymore.
They were
actually
yesterday.
Really tied for third to last. So
well then, better depending hit one on, or two tonight against the White Sox.
Depending on how you rank, White Sox are one spot ahead of them, one home run ahead of them. So actually, if they hit more home runs than the White Sox tonight, they will actually climb up the list.
There you go.
Not by accident, the White Sox are the team directly above them. But yeah, the Drew Waters stuff, like, I've been really impressed. And again, you and I said this, like, you don't even mean it to be, like, when they called him back up, I'm like, okay. Like, it's fine, but, like, I didn't have, it was kind of like Edward Olivares. I didn't have any, like, notion of, like, here comes the difference maker. I just thought, hey, you know what? He's been in the bigs. MJ needs to get sent down and sort through some of his stuff. So, you know, hopefully Drew Waters is a maybe replacement level player, and that will be better than what they've been getting. So I'll take replacement level play. He has been far better than that. Far better than that here in this early going.
Coming up in 15 minutes, we're going to talk more about Mikel Garcia and what he has done since opening day. Now, he's not one of the guys that's just getting hot. He's been hot since opening day. And what he's been able to do is, it's funny to look back and think about the conversations we were having in spring. Like, how much playing time is he going to get? You know, if he doesn't learn this position, he may not get on the field. Well, now you can't keep his bat out of the lineup. He's been sensational, like absolutely sensational. So we're going to talk more about maybe something they should do involving Mikel Garcia. That's coming up in just a bit. But let's get to Springfield, Cody Ingold road trip. We'll talk about Cags again later on. But after the game and during the game, we're trying to figure out a place to go. And eventually, we found a place in Cody's recommendation. It was a place called
Sweet Boys.
Sweet Boys, which prompted jokes. Which prompted jokes immediately from everybody.
Without even being prompted.
Immediately, people said, "Wow, Cody's finally going to a strip club." There was all kinds of jokes, and so anytime someone asked, "Where are you guys going?" and we had to pause for a second and say, "We're going to a place called Sweet Boys." It's a college bar there, I guess, in Springfield. So we go there. By the way, great bar, really was great bar, and Jet Pong was a hit. Like, Jet Pong was a hit. Dusty kind of dominated the Jet Pong, I must admit. But we were playing Jet Pong.
Yeah, it was fun.
Had an awesome time, talking to listeners and everything. So we do that. But then, at that point, it's like 12:30, 12:45. And we go three doors down, I'd say?
Yeah. Yeah, three doors. It sounds, I mean, it wasn't far. Same
three
street.
Doors down just sounds better.
I
know. You know?
But it was like, four I think doors, somebody at one point doors. Said, it's like three bars down. Yeah.
Okay. So we go, and it's a karaoke bar, of course, on Cody's. Uh-huh. Cody wanted to go there. Uh-huh. We get in there, and I'll bet the song choices, first of all, from the first 20 people that sang,
egregious,
were just really kind of depressing songs.
Like, everybody was essentially just doing brick.
Yeah,
dude, everything was slow and sad.
The most upbeat song that was sang was "Hey There, Delilah." Okay,
that might have been the most energy-based song anybody did.
Yeah. So Cody put his name in right when we got there, and there was probably 30 people in front of him,
which we didn't know.
You tried to bribe the DJ. Cody offered $50 at one point. They didn't take it. They're people of integrity.
You can't bribe people anymore, and it's upsetting to me. I'm not saying I'm just like flush with cash. You can't.
Yeah.
Dude, I went up there and I said, "Hey, I'm trying to get a sense. We know that you close at some point. What's the vibe here? How far down are we?" And then they gave me a number of songs, and I said, "That's a problem." I said, "What would it take to get me moved up the list?"
Mm-hmm.
And they said, "We don't really do that." I said, "You're telling me that money won't change?" This is how I said it, such a jerk.
Yeah, you were arrogant.
"You're telling me money won't change the equation?" Like, I can't. I said, "I'll give you $50 if you move me up." They're like, "Sir." I was like, what's the number? If I had said, you're telling me if I said 1,000, like, is it that I can't bribe him or I wasn't bribing enough? It's a karaoke bar. You can't bribe $50?
So we're there. So Cody gets his name in. We're going to have to wait. We're having a few drinks. We're standing around. Karaoke's happening. Before Cody gets on the stage, this is like, we're waiting. And the songs are not great. Like, just song choice.
Yeah, we're getting kind of
Dusty proceeds to start booing people that are singing.
He just starts going, boo, throughout.
Finally, somebody at the bar, I would say a group of three or four people, look over. Then they look at the bartender and they go, you guys are talking. You don't hear this. I hear this out of my left ear. And they're like, "Yeah, the guy with the backwards hat, which I'm like, and I look to my right, I'm like, that's Dusty. He's got a backwards hat. I'm like, all right, let me listen to what they're saying. They're like, "Yeah, that guy, he keeps booing. Does he have a tab right now? And she's like, "Yeah." The bartender says, "Yeah." She goes, and I kind of nudge Dusty, and then he looks over, and the bartender goes, "Hey, you boo one more time, you're out of here."
Jeez. You boo one more time.
It's because
and you're out
the people
here.
At the bar's friend was singing, and he was booing their friend.
Get out of here!
So right. he's Dang. Booing. So that part started. Then finally, it's like after one, the lights come on because it's last call.
Yeah,
lights come on, so we're like, "Oh, not gonna happen. He's not gonna get on stage." Finally, four other people are not there. They call their name. Cody gets to go up on stage. The lights are on the bar. It's emptying out.
It's like two of us.
There's emptying out. There might be 15 people left in the bar.
I don't know where the monitor is. And
you go up on stage and you're singing a song from Eminem at one.
Can you play this? I didn't say any cuss words, did I?
Drew, did you check? We already have one.
Dude.
We already have one dump button today.
We better wait. We got to play it later.
It's an Eminem
song. There's at least a 50% chance I cussed.
You know what? Well, fine. Okay. I'll go back and
can I play 10 seconds or is it right out of the gate?
Can you listen to the first 10 seconds?
I think it's fine. 10 seconds in. I would have known.
Right. Okay. Okay. So, anyway.
Not that we have the dump button ready.
Cody, for some reason, you won't hear it in the video clip, but if you look on social.
I didn't know
Cody's standing facing the wall, his back to everybody, and looking at the karaoke, you know, the lyrics. This place had a nice setup for karaoke, it had a huge screen. Yeah. And so I'm shouting, I'm like, Cody, in front! I'm trying to help you out.
So loud up there.
Meanwhile. I'm afraid to play any more than that.
Yeah.
Continues. Dude, it was horrific.
Oh, it was really bad. It got way better.
It was horrific.
It got mediocre for the second half when I actually knew where the monitor was. Impossible. Too many distractions.
It was the videos.
I'm not trying to defend it. It was miserably.
I think the most awkward part.
Miserably bad.
The most awkward part was you would be like, hey, but like if you're watching on a stream, you'll see what Cody would be like, hey, and he like stick his hand out like.
I was just trying to like get into it a little bit. So it went bad.
Okay. And then that's over. And then they're like, all right, next up. I forgot Dusty put his name in. He's almost gotten kicked out of the bar. He puts his name in.
He's next.
And what song? A Bruce Springsteen song.
Dancing in the Dark?
Of course it was a Bruce Springsteen song.
I think that's right.
Is that what it was?
And he starts.
I got video of that too.
He stands up. He starts with his back to everybody intentionally. And he starts like doing this hip thrust thing.
He's trying to do like, a Bruce thing. Yeah.
And
Elvis-y.
He's singing. It also wasn't great. Now, he got two girls to go up on stage with him.
Now, he got one girl, and the other girl seemed like she was protect. I got to say, the other girl did not seem like she wanted Dusty and her
you
to
guys
be should like
have booed
near
Dusty.
Each other.
Well, so he's done.
So as we're
walking out of the bar, that group of four people at the bar that basically ratted on Dusty for booing, they boo Dusty as he walks by, and Dusty's like, I deserve it. And then they may or may not have shouted, you're a word I can't say on the definitely can't say on the radio. And we walk out and we leave.
They were yelling at another person with us. They said, your friend sucks. Just like, I mean, they were so, yeah, man, we
calm
were,
down.
We really made some people. I mean, he was booing kind of everybody for a while.
Every single person.
He was booing somebody.
People were just having a good time and Dusty was loudly booing.
I was like, people trying sunglasses at 1:30 in the morning outside the bar.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on there. We were walking out of the bar.
She said, I like your friends. Where did you get them?
And then Cody was holding like a lens crafter session on the freaking street.
She said, I like your frames. Where did you get them? And I said, I don't remember. And I looked at my glasses. I said, the Ray-Bans. I said, I think I got them at Warby Parker, maybe like glasses online. She's like, what's Warby Parker? I said, it's a pretty well-known. This is exactly what I said.
Seriously, like,
it's a pretty well-known. And then she said, I want prescription sunglasses. I said, I have those. And then I showed her my prescription sunglasses.
It lasted. We're all waiting to go to the bar. It's like, it lasted for like 5 minutes. They're trying on glasses. It was like a lens crafter's consultation. It was unbelievable.
Is it better or worse? I was like one short of that.
Oh, man. Yeah. That it was a great night, though. We had a good time hanging out with everybody.
Okay, so you want
Drew, you missed out, man. You should have stayed.
So the funny moment for me is, yes, I technically broke into Missouri State Stadium. There was a gate that was open.
Oh,
I slid on
not
through.
Not allowed, huh?
And I did get a picture at the stadium. I got a couple pictures. Anyways, so I'm on campus. I figured, you know what? I'm going to walk around. Beautiful campus. I'm going to go into the bookstore and just see what they got. It was moving day. And college kids, of course, work at the bookstore.
Springfield down. It was busy. Yeah, actually, it really was.
Of course, college students are still there on campus as it's moving day, so they're still there. And I walk into the bookstore, and typical college phrase, I walk in, first thing I hear is, man, I can't wait to get yoked this summer, dude. And I'm like, excuse me. Yep.
I can't believe you're saying that in the wild. Can you imagine saying that in real
life? I know where I'm at.
Can't wait to get yoked.
You should have said something back, Drew.
Yeah, man, I've been pumping that iron.
You should have been like, I said that once back in my day.
Hey, man,
as well.
Can you squat 250? Because
you shouldn't ask him when he squatted. That was the appropriate question.
Thinking of that, real quick, we'll get back into Cags, who was, by the way, awesome in our interaction with him.
So cool.
At one point, the setting was correct at this point, and I real quick said, hey, can you help settle a show debate for us?
Oh, yeah. We didn't bring that up yet.
Can you settle a show debate for us? And I said, hey, our producer, Drew. Drew was right there. 7 handicap. Said he can shoot a break 100 at Augusta. And Cag said, well, he's a 7 handicap. Yeah, I think so. And Drew's face must have lit up like a Christmas tree.
Take that, everybody. Take that.
So Drew can say, Cags thinks I can break 100 now.
Yeah, that's right. Why can't you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, I'm surprised you guys didn't make the local news. We're at a group of guys. I will say,
downtown Springfield, Bar District, as far as how crowded it was, way busier than I ever thought it was going to be.
Do you think, somebody asked, were other bars prepared for the busyness?
They were. Turns out they want customers to spend money.
We were elbow to elbow in many other college bars, and it did not seem to be an issue at the time. But man, honestly, I think that guy might have just been going through it.
I think so.
I think he was just having a week.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. All right, up next, let's talk more about Mikel Garcia and maybe something the Royals should be doing here very, very soon. Plus, the random question of the day.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at ExpressPros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We'll get to the random question of the day here in about 10 minutes or so. It's Cody and Gold, Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you. You can hit us up on the Jays Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7965. Video stream up and running as well. Make sure you subscribe on Twitter, Twitch, Facebook. Makes it very easy so you can not miss not only this show, but the drive. Of course, Carrington was in Kentucky. I can't wait to hear about the Kentucky Derby from him. He was all dressed up, man.
Yeah, he was.
All dressed up. I'm sure we'll be talking about that at 2. And of course, if you miss anything from Fesco and Dusty as well, make sure you subscribe. And we appreciate your guys' support as always. And especially, it was cool to see this past weekend in Springfield for a lot of you. Some of you, we had a few of you that went on the trip to see Bobby Witt Jr. with us when we first started the show in 2020. That was really cool to see. Well.
It is nice to see the people wearing the Witt shirts that we did just for, and we never like did another, I think maybe we did a batch of those when he got called up, but like that was pretty much the shirt.
A lot of people were getting the Cags shirt signed by Cags himself there when we were in Springfield over the weekend too.
I did see that. I'm lucky that we'll have a Cag signature in the Cody and Gold garage sale when we get around to announcing that. But we, you know, because he was generous with both his time and everything else, I really wish, and you'll see this in the video, I really wish we'd have pulled a massive card with him.
Yeah.
While we were there, but You know what? Still fun.
Yeah, by
the way. Really nice product.
Thanks again to The Art of Sports for providing that box of Topps tribute and jumping on board with our road trip as well, making that possible. If you're looking to buy, sell, trade sports cards, memorabilia, whatever it may be, right there in Town Center Plaza, our friends over at The Art of Sports. All right, let's talk about Mikel Garcia, because this is not just a couple-week thing. He's been doing this since the start of the season now. He has been basically, outside of Bobby Witt Jr., not even a question, the best hitter on the team. And we, in spring training, were wondering, what's his playing time going to look like? And are they going to have to make sure he plays some center field? How's he going to get on the field? And now he's the point where you can't take his bat out of the lineup, and you're not going to take his bat out of the lineup. And he continues to have great at-bat after at-bat, and not to mention, pretty darn good fielder, too.
Yeah, he's always been a pretty good fielder. That's mm-hmm. been kind of a no-question thing. He's actually, of all the guys they've just thrown out in the outfield to be in the outfield, I actually think he's the most natural. He seems to me, the most comfortable, even more than India or Massey or anyone else they've just kind of put out there at this time. Mikel Garcia, to me, and he's playing plenty of infield, too. I guess the question I have now is it time to, should we be really kicking around the reordering of the lineup so that he can be quite a bit higher in it?
I think so.
Because if you can rearrange it, and you can make him lead off and India fifth, you can make Bobby hit third, Vinny fourth, like you could... There's a couple of different ways to do it. I know they want the righty-lefty stuff and they want the south, but like Mikel higher, Salvi one spot lower. Like there's some order in this where I feel like we can seriously entertain Mikel Garcia getting more at-bats for this team.
Look, there's always some truth of, hey, he's hitting really well in this spot where there's not the pressure. Do you want to mess with that? I wouldn't put him back up as a leadoff hitter. I'll tell you that, Cody. I think that is Jonathan.
That didn't go great the last time, and Jonathan is getting on base.
That's India's job, and I don't think you want to put that pressure on Mikel. What I would be open to at some point, and I'm not even saying it has to happen today, would be, do you consider moving him up and does Salvi move down in the order a little bit?
Okay.
That'd be something that could be intriguing at some point. But there's still, I do have some belief in the, hey, where he's hitting in that role, not as much pressure, why mess with it kind of thing. At some point, I know you want to take advantage of the fact that he's getting on base like at a ridiculous rate. I understand, but I don't think I need to. I'm definitely against the idea of him just suddenly being a leadoff hitter again.
Okay, so this is what he's done this year. He's taking the most at-bats in either fifth or sixth in the lineup, but he's hit, he's just as likely to hit seventh or eighth as he is sixth. Mm-hmm. Fifth is the most he's hit consistently, and that's because he's been moved up there more consistently more recently than that. He's had 13 total at-bats because India was dinged up for a few games. He's had 13 total at-bats in the leadoff spot. He's hitting .462. When hitting fifth, he's hitting .371. When hitting seventh, .353. His worst spots appear to be sixth and eighth.
Yeah.
So, and again, small sample size on some of those, although he does have more than 10 at-bats hitting first, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, or eighth.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, at some point, if he's going to hit like this all year, you got to get him more at-bats. And maybe it's just more than Salvi, but he's got to get more at-bats if this is how he's going to hit. Because I want him on base in front of Bobby or Vinny or the same reasons we wanted Indy at the leadoff spot. I want more people on base before the guys who get RBI.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I mean, the numbers, no matter where he's hitting the order, by the way, so far this year have been great. That's the type of season he's having. I mean, outside of Bobby Witt Jr., he's been the best hitter on this team so far, and a team that's now three games above .500, a team that offensively is starting to get going, but he's been there. He's as bad as it was, they were the worst offense in baseball. Think about what their record would be if it wasn't for what Mikel Garcia has done as well.
Do you think it's sustainable?
He's not going to hit this.
I don't think he's hitting .320. I don't think he just became Luis Arraez overnight.
Can he be a .280 hitter, .275 hitter? Yeah, I think so.
Largely with him, because he's a hot or cold hitter, kind of like Salvador Perez is. But I feel like this is what the Royals don't do, but I think you could take advantage of. Adjust when they're hitting that way. If you got ice cold and red hot hitters, like Salvi runs lava hot, or he runs ice cold. Mikel Garcia, to this point in his career, has done the same. Well, they're hot. Get them up the order. Shovel these guys around based a little bit on how they're hitting in that moment, because that does seem to, when they're hitters that are like that, Vinny doesn't really run hot or cold a lot of times. A lot of times he just kind of runs in the middle. So if he's cold, maybe don't fluctuate him as much. He tends to be a more level hitter, so maybe we're not sure. But with guys in which you've got kind of a longer history with it, and that's how they run, I don't see any reason to do it. I was looking up the advanced numbers on him, and it's the same stuff with Vinny. It's his swing is a little bit different. He seems to be more aggressive. I'd ask JJ about the pull stuff because he is pulling the ball more statistically. But JJ's just saying that's a factor of that's not where he's trying to hit the ball. He's just when he's on time on some of those off-speed pitches, he's going to pull those more when he's swinging well because the off-speed stuff is going to be out in front of it. Not pulling it down the line, that's a good sign. Pulling it fair and getting hits. I don't know, man. Him and Drew Waters have been the two guys that have stood out absolutely. But yeah, Mikel Garcia does look comfortable. Maybe it just took time. He was also a really young player. Like, you know, youngish player, I think, based on when he came up. I don't know. I'm excited about what comes the next few weeks with him.
Random question.
For you, Gold. For you, Drew. Text line 913-586-7965. Like Gold mentioned, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Facebook. We can live stream the show. You want to see a face somebody makes when they accidentally slip a curse word out and you're not exactly sure, well, you know, if you said it or not. I bet on that video and I'm about to watch it later.
It's uncensored on video.
I think you will see all of us for a second do the like dog head turn. Like, because I wasn't sure I said it. Like, did I say that?
It's because you said it so nonchalantly and slowly.
Yeah, it wasn't with force. I just said it like it was a part of the sentence. Yes. It's fine. It didn't go on the radio, so we did
our
job.
That's right.
For those of you who are watching the video stream earlier, you caught a curse word. But random question of the day today is about travel, of course, because Alex and I are getting ready to head out of town. We're going to go see our former producer get married, Nick Short. Look at the guy. Send him his congratulations text. Remember when we had him do that on being engaged, even though he wasn't engaged at that time?
Yeah, yeah.
He actually is engaged and will be married.
Get married on Thursday.
This week, Alex and I will be in attendance to go watch him get hitched. So the question I have with you, travel, is normally I ask you the things you want. Because like I like to know the things people travel with to make your life easier. What I want to know is, what are the foods you think are acceptable for plane rides or unacceptable for plane rides? Because this weekend, there was a viral post where someone got in trouble for posting a video, but a person was eating an egg sandwich on a plane. And somebody took great offense
to
them eating this egg sandwich on a plane. So what is the line, I guess? Can I eat a Cool Ranch Dorito too pungent?
Yes.
That's what I'm asking. What is the line of food that you should be like, not on an airplane?
Yeah, you can't be having the egg sandwich. You can't have a tuna salad.
Nothing,
you
know, fish. Like, fish is off the table.
Yeah, I think fish is off the table for sure on a plane. Tough. An automatic no. I think you just have to know and be courteous. Like, you, if some food has just, even if it's a great tasting food, has a very, very strong smell that some people can view as unpleasant, you don't have it on the plane. But I think anything that's like in a bag, like chips, even if it's a flavored,
even
I think you're good.
Even if it's a stinky chip.
Yeah.
Because what if it's a Frito? That's a stinky chip, dude.
It's still not even on the same level as like a tuna sandwich or egg. But for me, like on the flight, not this one because it's an early morning flight tomorrow, but if it was just a normal time flight, honestly, I'll have Pringles sometimes on a plane.
Pringles are safe, chip.
Yeah, Pringles are safe. The plane thing, like, depending on the length of flight, I'm not big like eating on the plane. Like on a road trip, I'm way more likely, of course, to have a bunch of snacks for. On a plane, it's kind of like I'll tomorrow morning, I'll grab breakfast or something real quick. And now we have an airport that actually has plenty of options, which is nice. So I'll grab something there and then I won't eat on the plane. I'll have a bottle of water on the plane.
Whatever baggie they give you on the flight is a snack, maybe.
Sure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not saying I very rarely do what you said, which is like eat a full meal of food on a plane. That's part of why I'm asking this. For the most part, I'm in the snack department. Someone says Cheez-Its and fruit.
Yeah, you can't be bringing, you know, Springfield cashew chicken on the plane.
You don't think I can just bring a full... What if it's like... But there's got to be exceptions. Because what if I need an entire lunch and I don't have the normal time and I can't eat it?
If it's a turkey sandwich, nobody's going to complain.
Oh, but like, what if it's Whataburger? Can I bring Whataburger onto a plane?
Anything
they serve in the airport, I do think I should be allowed.
Yeah, it's pushing. I mean, like, there's a barbecue restaurant in the airport. If you go and bring a slab of ribs on the plane or whatever, I'm going to be like, what the hell are you doing? You and your buddies, you got three seats and you guys are all sharing a slab of ribs on the flight. One, that just sounds like a complete pain in the rear. But yeah, I think it just, the sub sandwich is safe. As long as it's just not it's not tuna or something.
Over on Twitch, people are saying like part of this is like a volume thing. Someone said like the old Loud Sun chips bag. I mean, you're crunching. Mm-hmm. Everyone's got to hear you take every... That chips is a problem. Everyone is going to hear you, especially if it's a loud chip, like a crunchy Cheeto.
Nobody's going to hear you on the plane. Nobody's going to hear you on that thing. How quiet of a plane? Are you flying private? The plane's loud.
No.
You're not going to hear the guy in row C if you're row F biting into a chip. Also,
why not, says he, before you get on the plane, common courtesy.
Yeah, I think
someone says nothing greasy. You know, someone has got to sit in the seat before you. If your fingers are getting all greasy, that's why a Cheeto seems like off. A Cheeto feels off the table.
Yeah, yeah.
It feels off the table. Yeah. I feel like I got to draw the line before that. You got your finger. You're just licking your fingers, or you got a baby wipe, dude. It's just
can
not,
you bring like a Chick-fil-A sandwich, or at the airport we have
actually, it's Shaq's. Cheetos.
It's Shaq's Big Chicken Place, whatever it's called. You guys know what I'm talking about if you've been to the airport. That chicken place. Can you bring one of those with the fries?
Or you got to agree to eat all of it with a knife and fork. You know?
What?
I think if you eat it with a knife and fork, you're changing the calculus.
I'm going to eat a chicken sandwich with a knife and a fork?
I think it changes the calculus a little bit. You're not getting everything. You're not touching everything that other people got to get in. They can't, you know, they can't clean every part of this plane before somebody else steps on it.
Oh, sure.
I do think the person who said you should eat before you get on the plane is definitely proper. You need to.
I agree.
If you don't have enough time, like if you're jumping from flight to flight, you think you have enough time to go in and get food and get on, you shouldn't be getting food because, you're going to get the snack on the plane. It's going to smell. It's going to be fine.
The noise thing is not what I'm considering. That's not the noise in an airplane. There's no way you're hearing somebody eat.
Who does
on
it?
A plane? You're just not hearing that.
Gold, you have headphones,
headphones on,
correct?
So
AirPods.
But everybody doesn't.
How many people do you think out of a plane, let's say 250 people are on a plane, how many people are actually not wearing any sort of headphones in any way, shape, or form?
Man, our friend Joe says
or 10%,
no acceptable food.
5 or 10% of the flight doesn't have headphones on.
He said nothing besides that tiny bag of peanuts. That's all he says is acceptable.
They don't even do that anymore because a lot of them because of the food allergy thing or whatever. Now they're like
the bag of pretzels.
Yeah, which
is always a good go-to. I like it.
I liked when they had salted peanuts, but I understand why we can't do that.
If you're talking 5 to 10% of the population, Cody, if 5 to 10% of the plane doesn't have headphones, they need to just deal with the fact that they've accepted their own.
Look, if you're getting on
headphones,
I actually don't feel any sympathy for anyone in that regard. It is very easy to travel on a plane with headphones. Yeah. I have noise canceling. I'm not here to it is easy to get rid of the sound. That is an event. They don't have to be noise canceling. Just it could be $10 from whatever. Like get headphones.
Think of that. Give me a Netflix show or something to download before the flight tomorrow. I need to download a show or two so I can watch on the flight.
Hacks is really good. That's like 5 seasons. If
Hacks?
You want more. Hacks.
What's that about? Hacking?
It's an HBO show. No, it's about a stand-up comedian.
Oh, Hacks. Okay.
Based in Las Vegas. I like that show. God, what else?
Should I start White Lotus?
I really want to watch.
That's
Righteous.
Not on Netflix.
Gemstones.
Though. So that's probably I haven't watched the new season, but that's an unbelievable show.
So there you go. Just download that.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Yeah. I was like, if you haven't started the new season, just do that.
Maybe that's what I'll do. That sounds like a plan. Good call.
Someone said, how about eating sunflower seeds and spitting in a bottle? That's doing way too much. Sorry. It's doing too much.
Yeah, because then you risk, you miss the bottle, all of a sudden you got a sunflower seed on the floor of the plane.
You could do it to be careful about what you watch in a plane. I was like,
well, if there's a movie that has a sex scene in it, people are going to think you're a creep.
I was next to someone watching Game of Thrones once. I'm like, sir?
They're going
to
think you're a creep.
I mean, that is a... You're just watching the Red Wedding on the plane?
The issue is more that like...
If it's got nudity, you got to be cool.
You glance over and there's a nude scene and someone's be like, what? Yeah, you're going to... What are you watching over there, pal?
Sure. That's when you break out the pal.
What are you watching over
pal?
Hey, pal. Hey, pal.
What is this, man?
There's some nudity in Righteous Gemstones, as correctly pointed out.
Yeah, on film. A lot, actually.
So, maybe not that one?
Yeah, there's frontal nudity in that one.
I was next to someone watching Game of Thrones, and it was just like, I think it was like coming up on like, like the Cersei and Jaime sex scene. Yeah. Like, so you're just going to watch, it's just no good.
Yeah, Game of Thrones doesn't feel like a plain movie or show.
The only good thing about my not being able to smell anything, if somebody stinks on the plane, Cody, not a problem for me anymore.
Yeah, you know what?
I can't smell it.
It's a good perk.
Can't smell it.
Lucky you.
That's the only positive in this scenario.
Lucky
Somebody
you.
Said the things they don't like are if people are like, like eating seeds or dipping. It does feel like too close. I don't want you like taking it. I don't want you eating sunflower seeds. Ugh.
I mean, if you're, in fairness to your point about the Cheetos though, Cody, if you're sitting next to somebody and they're eating like some Cheeto Puffs. It's like... Stop.
don't make that noise on the radio. Don't make that noise on the radio. Everybody just cringe in their car right now. Everybody just cringe in their car that are listening.
That's it. That's my random question of the day.
Yeah.
I do want to talk a little bit more about our trip for just a minute.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking more about the Harbells part and the CAGS part. Do you guys realize how fortunate our timing is that we got down there and Jack Caglione hit a ball 115 miles an hour to the rooftop of right
field. It was a perfect scenario, man. It was second at bat.
But you could hear us on the broadcast.
His first at bat we thought was gone too. He pulled it. It sounded great off the bat as well. I thought he had a home run on his first AB.
If you missed it, this is what it sounded like. And at the end, you can definitely hear the people we traveled with.
Ready, and the pitch. Swing and a high fly ball deep to right field. Mendlinger back. He's out of room. It sails on to the roof of the training facility. And Jack Caglione wins this battle of future big leaguers. A two-run homer, his fifth of the season. And Caglione, as he approaches home plate, points toward the Royals fans who are giving him a huge ovation.
We
had a great group. It got super loud. Everybody's super into it, obviously, anytime Cag stepped up. And, hey, we showed Carter Jensen some love, too. He had a home run. Obviously, local product there.
Nice home run, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We did. Was there any other home runs or just those, just Cags and Carter? I think they're just those two.
Yeah, I think it was the two home runs we saw.
We had people in the stands rooting for the Cardinals to tie, the Springfield Cardinals, to tie the game back up in the bottom of the ninth, so just Cags, so we could watch Cags. He was up next to hit.
Mm-hmm.
I like the way it ended. It was perfect. Yeah. We walked in there, Cags, like you said, we thought in his first at bat, made some loud contact to the opposite field, got it kind of closer to the handle, flew out. And then the second at bat, he just sends one to the moon. I mean, beyond fortunate to go with it. And I've told everybody now that has asked me about the trip, for the time, for the 45 minutes or whatever we spent with Cags before the game, could not have been nicer.
He was great.
Honestly, could not have been nicer.
He was great. We've interacted with plenty of athletes before. He was very generous with his time, but was just completely down to earth. Obviously, he's got a passion for cards. That's why we did the sports cards.
Yeah,
breaking.
You showed him your Caitlin Clark card.
Yeah, and we were talking about that for a while, and we'll hopefully have a social media video out there soon. And keep an eye on that. Thanks again to Artist Sports. They are Sports of Kansas City here at Town Center Plaza for helping us out with that. But yeah, man, he was super great, I think. And I think all had the same reaction, though, after talking to him. Everybody's like, 6'5", 250. He makes us look like little children.
Firmest handshake on the planet.
Yeah, your hand disappears. So it was pretty funny. The video you guys will see. If you saw the photo, you know us sitting next to him. Yeah, we all look like, high school kids.
Yeah, we all look tiny. Mm-hmm. Well, he's a big person, man. He's huge and hits the ball a mile and everything else in between. And I was glad we were able to get out almost all the shirts that everybody ordered. So plenty of time for people to get there, even if I don't think we're, be honest. Are we welcome back at Harbell's ever? Like, if we tried to go back, are we welcome back?
If you guys showed up, maybe, but if I showed up, I don't know.
I've got Drew's photo up.
If Drew called and said, hey, we were thinking about coming back down for another game.
Oh, absolutely not. They'd be like, you need to go somewhere else.
We're terribly sorry about how this went the last time. If you approach it like that, would they allow us back in their establishment?
Maybe. I apologized multiple times. I feel bad.
The only thing, I'll be honest, there is one thing I think you screwed up. Just one.
I agree.
I think everything else you did fine. I do think you should have warned him that we were handing out T-shirts.
That's the thing, though, about this. In my defense, and I'm not even trying to defend this necessarily, but why does it matter if there's shirts being passed out? It's just an extra thing.
Because I knew people were showing up doing that. I guess.
I just don't see why the handing out the shirts part is a...
I don't think it's a huge thing, but I think it's a detail that probably should have been included. Are you ever going to do anything we ask you to do again? Or is this it?
There were also a lot of ducks at the game. Mm-hmm. Delayed the game.
Star of the game, arguably, other than Cags.
That's right.
Second biggest player in the game.
If we do happen if we do another trip, and you're like, hey Drew, you want to reach out to the? I think there's going to be some hesitancy from me to do this, because I will say, I was more than happy to go and get chewed. I was fine, but
I wish we had video and audio.
That would have been funny. So for him to directly come out and say, who called and set this whole thing up? I raised my hand. He was like, come back and follow me. I knew in that moment. I didn't realize how bad it was. I didn't realize how bad it was until he said that, and I was like, oh, this guy's like mad. Okay.
I thought he was going to throw a punch at you, man. I wasn't sure if this wasn't going to, and Dusty was ready to fight him.
Yeah.
By about 4 o'clock.
Dusty was
starting to make some threats outside. Dusty was ready to fight.
He was not very happy.
Yeah.
But hey, it all worked out. I totally get it. I apologize.
How did the conversation end? Yeah, did you?
Yeah, what was the last thing said?
So the last thing that I said
was...
I
never saw that guy again, by the way.
The last thing I went back in to get my drink. Apparently, he walked quickly past me and swiftly walked back, and then that was it. And they were like, man, this guy's just like hounding around.
Busy.
He's like following Drew right now.
Had a lot of business.
No, I just said, look, I'm extremely sorry for the improper communication. I thought it could have been communicated a little bit better. I apologize that this day is really rough for you, but there's nothing we can do about it now, essentially. So thank you for allowing us to be here in the space. We appreciate it.
Please, Papa.
I don't know if you dropped one of those.
It's just of all the people.
Oh, I wasn't begging him for anything. True. I was like, look, dude, this is the way that it is. I'm sorry about it. I promise you the amount of people that show up is not going to be what you thought it was, because apparently somebody walked in and said, yeah, there's going to be 200 people showing up, which was incorrect.
That person got you in a little bit of trouble. They freaked out. But of all the people on this show to just get, and again, my view of it was the back of Drew's head and the manager's face in the kitchen area. He pulled him to the back of house.
They got too busy.
And he was, I mean, finger in the air, letting Drew have it.
I know, I told you.
He was letting him have it.
I looked him dead in the eye the entire time. I looked him dead in the face the entire time. I didn't let my eyes wander. I looked him dead in the face.
Drew immediately right after that went and grabbed a beer from somebody.
We were just trying to support a local business.
I'll take the angry orchard.
Somebody's
now.
Like, hey, why'd you guys choose? I was like, oh, it's close to the stadium, random, local business. Yeah, I thought, support local.
Just random. And the food was great, by the way. And everybody,
the wings were fantastic.
The food,
I thought my server was really nice. Yeah, she did a great job. The servers were great.
That person just was upset with Drew.
Also, mind you,
I did overtip because of Drew. I was so worried about it. I really tipped the server.
I did as well.
Okay. I was like, I really tipped.
Mind you, so he asked the station and everything like that. I was like, we're in Kansas City. He mentioned other radio stations have screwed them over. So we got the brunt of what other Springfield stations potentially have done to them.
They weren't in Springfield. I even work for Springfield. You're never going. They're never doing another radio event. We ruined that forever. they're going to be out the game.
This guy had a rough week and decided to take it out on us. And look,
he was hoping for a slow Saturday chill afternoon.
He was just trying to get through it.
And it was
look, I don't have a problem with getting yelled at. I mean, please, it's not an issue. Or getting crap.
It was just, man, I couldn't I tried to go back because I was like, I'm going to help Drew be a part of this conversation. But when he had you in the back of the house, I was like, I can't cut through towards the kitchen to try to intervene. And there was it seemed like you guys were in a very small alcove area. Like there wouldn't even have been room for a third person to get back there.
I mean, you would have been able to get back there, but you would have been on the station where they put the food after it's cooked.
Yeah.
So you would have been leaning on that.
Too many people showed up.
That's what happened. Hold on. The egregious part of this is I don't get, and you guys agreed, I think it was a very successful afternoon for them, I would say, in terms of business.
Seemed busy.
Yes.
Other than the one person who didn't like you, Cody, either. The only person who got out of this really without being any sort of a problem was you, Gold. Dusty almost got kicked out of a bar. I got yelled at. Cody was getting reprimanded by somebody
I had a great trip. Yeah, no problem.
I had an awesome time.
No confrontations. It was solid.
It was off to a slightly rocky start there at Harb Hells, but everything after that, smooth sailing, you know? Other than Dusty almost getting thrown out. There were a couple of confrontations.
Everything else was good, man. Everything else was good. All right.
If anybody wants the shirts, by the way, Raygun is selling them. Just so anybody, if you just want to buy them, RaygunSite.com, they got them. They're going to have them in their Crossroads store, too. I had people asking. It's like, I don't have any more extras, but they've got them in their store.
All right, up next, 1 o'clock hour, we'll talk more about Chiefs rookie minicamp, a few of the things around Joshua Simmons and what potentially could happen with him in the future. Plus, numbers to show what's next for Jack Hagler.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah. Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.